Raise your hand if you remember Pikachu with a black tail. Keep it up if you think it was spelled the Bernstein Bears. And if you swear you saw me at Pride in 2016 when I was actually crying in a Taco Bell quesadilla, welcome to the Mandela Effect. This is Apocalypse and Avocados.
Apocalypse and Avocados.
If you remember Pikachu with a black tail, think the Bernstein Bears spelled their name with an E, or swear you saw Peter sober at brunch. Congrats. You're suffering from the Mandela Effect. Welcome to Apocalypse and Avocados, where reality is optional and memory is a group project.
I fucking resent that. I'm just saying.
Why?
You saw me sober at brunch? I fucking resent you both.
No, if they think they saw you sober at brunch.
I've never seen you sober at brunch.
What is brunch?
What is lunch?
What is sober?
No tip?
No tip.
Just the tip.
You can still get pregnant from just the tip.
Yes, absolutely. Just pokes through that hymen.
Welcome to Apocalypse and Avocados. I am Sean, your gay gremlin. And I'm here with Carissa and Peter.
Hello, Moto.
Hola. I have been sober at brunch. I just want to point that out.
He's lying.
He's a liar.
Yes, you know. Anyway.
Just like he's not drinking right now.
Today, we are going to talk a little bit about the Mandela effect. Mandela. How are we supposed to say it? Because it's Nelson Mandela, who it's named after, but I swear everyone calls it the Mandela effect.
Yeah, Mandela is the tattoos that they do at Indian weddings, right?
Yes.
I thought that was like henna.
Yeah, but the Mandela is the actual like outline of the tattoo. Yeah, very spiritual. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dying-a.
Do you guys know what the Mandela effect is?
Yes, but let's explain it for our listeners that don't know what it is.
Would you want to give your definition?
My definition is basically a group psychosis where we all experience things one way, but they actually are a different way. Everybody remembers a situation, Cheez-Its, for example. It is actually Cheez-It.
No, they're Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
There's more than one.
That's the point. Everyone remembers it as Cheez-Its, but it is actually Cheez-It. Well, and tea.
That was a great way to describe it, because what I was going to say, or the definition I got from looking it up, was that the Mandela effect is when groups of people share the same wrong memory, and it's named after people misremembering Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s. So that's absolutely true. It does have to be like a large group of people who all remember the same thing for it to really be considered the Mandela effect.
Now I have a question. Did he really die in the 1980s, or was this?
No, he didn't.
Just something that everybody agreed that they remembered.
So apparently everyone agreed that they remembered it. And some people go as far as to say that they remember seeing pictures of his wife walking beside his casket, and it never happened, apparently.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But while we're on that topic, there are some of these instances that I swear I have very vivid memories of. Tinkerbell at the beginning of the Disney movies, I swear she flew around that castle and put the little like star up on top.
Yeah.
Eye on top of Disney.
Fairy twinkle.
That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
I don't remember it any other way.
But apparently that never happened.
Flies.
I wasn't even just on top of the castle. I remember her on the Disney Channel where she would come out and she would like flick her wand at the screen and it was just sparkles and then the show would start.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know that they're denying that one. One that we talked about in our opening, the Bernstein Bears. Mm-hmm. I remember them being the Bernstein Bears.
Yeah.
Yes. E. Same.
Apparently, it's the Bernstein Bears with an A.
That just sounds disgusting.
Yeah, where's the stain coming from?
Right.
I don't like it.
I don't like it one bit.
Shit stain.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how's that possible? I remember it being with an E.
We got to find some of our old books. I'm pretty sure my parents still have some. I'm going to go look at them.
I don't think we have any of ours.
No, we don't.
Because
Dad, we moved like 50 times.
We moved like 50 times, and every time we outgrew something, Dad gave it to another child in the family.
I was going to say, your father was Marie Kondoing before it was the thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah. But we also just call it depression. But yeah, but that's also part of the Mandela effect too, is that people remember these things and some people can actually find proof.
Yes.
That these things actually existed. So they think it might be like a merge of different timelines than that time travel actually exists.
Or like some kind of glitch in, what's it called?
Time space
simulation.
Continuum. We're in the fucking matrix. That's what he's saying.
That's what some people's theory is.
We've been unplugged, Carissa.
We have.
A tampon. We've been unplugged.
You went there. I don't have my period.
I didn't say you did.
You were just talking about that before we started this.
Unplugged.
All right. Well.
It's okay to laugh, Sean.
While we're on
I'm not bleeding like a cow.
What topic are we talking about?
Being unplugged.
I've been unplugged for weeks.
What are some famous Mandela effect examples that you guys can
think of? You called it mandala.
Mandela. I don't know.
I like mandala. It sounds cooler.
It just rolls out the tongue easier.
Darth Vader.
Yes.
He never said, Luke, I am your father. It's no, I am your father. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
That is absolute bullshit. He always said, Luke, I am your father. Everybody fucking says that. Let's go back to the 80s movie and watch it. We need to put the subtitles on.
We don't even
on.
Have to. Or it captions. Happens in... No, it doesn't. Never mind. It didn't happen in any of the newer movies yet. Wait, yeah, it did. Yeah,
no,
it did.
I don't think they said it.
I haven't watched any of the newer ones. I only watched the original 80s ones.
Yeah.
I don't think they said it in any of the new ones.
Yeah, I don't... They have Darth Vader, but he is only... With Kylo Ren, he only has, like, the suit. He doesn't have the actual person.
That's because Darth Vader dies.
Yes.
Sorry, spoiler to anyone who hasn't seen the original movies.
Yeah,
if,
I remember Luke.
Remember.
I remember Luke, I am your father.
That's what I remember too, and I'm sticking with it.
I remember the Monopoly Man having a monocle.
Yes, but I also think that might be Mr. Peanut.
Wait, what?
The monocle, like the Monopoly
the
Man had the one lens.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He definitely did. So does the Six Flags guy.
Yeah, maybe that's why we're remembering
it. Right? They look the same.
Yeah, Mr. Peanut had the little monocle too. The guy from the
Planters commercial.
Yeah, Planters.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So I thought the Monopoly guy always had it.
I swore the Monopoly guy had it too.
I swore it.
No.
According to the internet, no.
Really?
But a lot of people, I was talking to your mother about this the other day, and she said she remembers him with monocle too.
See? He definitely had it. And then they do that thing at McDonald's every year where you can play the Monopoly game and his picture is on it and he's definitely got a monocle.
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
I feel like that is another thing that is the Mandela effect. Like, I feel like I remember them doing Monopoly and it doesn't exist anymore.
I think it still happens, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't eat at McDonald's very often anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm pretty sure that it's still a thing, though. And remember Shaw's used to do that, too?
Yeah. I remember Shaw's doing it a few years ago.
They still do.
For those who don't live in New England, Shaw's is a supermarket.
Also known as Star Market.
Yes, that might be in your neighborhood.
And you can play Monopoly with groceries. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, they're real expensive, though, so.
Yeah. You have to spend, like, hundreds of dollars to get one damn little frigging piece.
One little tile,
and you get the same color piece over and over and over again.
That's what they did at McDonald's. Remember you peel them off the box, like the Big Mac box or the fries?
Yeah, and you always needed the one that would give you $1 million. You always needed it.
Yeah.
You know what? They probably stopped doing this because people have 3D printers now and they can just print whatever the hell they want.
That's a good point.
Why would they print that, though? In 3D, it would look stupid on the little thing.
I'm just saying they could print the sticker.
I guess.
To pull off and be like, oh my God, I got it.
True.
Yeah. I don't know.
People are assholes.
Yeah. I don't know how many times that our family played the Monopoly game and they only needed one piece. And there was probably like four that were printed in all of America and they were all in Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
This old fucking person that didn't need it because they were about to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when somebody hits the Powerball. It's always someone who doesn't need it or someone who's about to die like the next day.
It's a good point.
It's always like that. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
It's fucking stupid. I want different cookies.
For real. How do you guys think Febreze is spelled?
Oh, so I think a lot of people think it's one E and it's two.
No.
It's
the other way around.
One E and not two.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm fucking stupid. Let's have another sip.
When I think about it, I always think of the two E's. Like, I think of, and I don't even know if this is where the other E is supposed to be, but my brain goes F-E-B-E-E. No. Yeah, R-E-E-Z.
Yeah, that's what would make sense.
That's what my head says.
But every time I've seen it, it's only had one E, as far as I knew. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but see, Breeze isn't spelt with one E. It's spelt with two. So that's why I'm thinking Febreze.
No, it's Febreze. Okay. Get it right.
Fabrizio.
You know that stuff that you spray on your couch so it doesn't smell like swamp ass? That.
Yeah, I sprayed it earlier so the couch didn't smell like dad's ass.
Gross. I'm never sitting in that corner.
The animals love it.
They do.
I don't know
what's wrong with them.
Yeah, the dogs always lay in that corner.
No, we have a cat. No, I just thought you were talking about like the smell of it. I thought.
No, I just meant the corner of the couch he sits in.
No, we have a cat that loves to lick the floor when we pine salted it or bleached it.
No, we do not condone the cat doing this, but he makes it very difficult to stop him.
Yeah, he sits there and he's black too, which is weird because you'd think that if he rolled himself, because he does, he rolls himself on the perfectly bleached floor. And you'd think that he would have, like, bleach stains, but he doesn't.
That's weird.
Yeah. He used to lick it all the time when we had to clean it in Sean's parents' basement.
Very strange cat.
Yes.
Yeah. He's interesting.
Yeah, go figure. He's in perfect health.
No one knows how.
Maybe Trump was right. We have to inject bleach. That's how you do it.
Don't fucking tell people that.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs.
I didn't tell anyone that.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs.
Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
Why the fuck do we have to eat the cat?
I don't know. That's a lesbian's motto.
It's good for you. Protein.
What? I don't need that kind of protein.
With that, a fun fact for you guys. A 2025 survey says that 65% of millennials believe in at least one Mandela effect. And 100% have argued about it in a group chat.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see it. It's just like when you have the Kit Kat. So the Kit Kat, what do you think? How do you think it's spelled?
Kit Kat.
K-I-T-K-A-T.
Yeah.
So you think it's without a hyphen?
No, I think it has a hyphen.
It has a hyphen, doesn't it?
No, it does not.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought it had a hyphen too.
I always said it had a hyphen.
But yeah, it's just Kit Kat, but the K's are both uppercase. They're both capitals.
How? So
it's K-I-T.
Dare they?
A-T.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I remember distinctly it having a hyphen.
I remember it having a hyphen, too.
I would like to know what person came back in time that wanted to fuck with somebody so hard they just went to somebody's desk and erased the hyphen between the Kit Kat and put it together.
I don't know.
And that had to be recent because right. We grew up in the 90s, the 80s, 90s, and we remember it.
I'm guessing it's someone named Karen.
Karen doesn't have time travel things. What did she do? Bleach herself into the past?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Just to piss people off.
No, she went full Super Saiyan with that haircut.
The dyke spike.
No.
Hey, be nice.
You don't have one.
Not anymore.
Even lesbians said, no, we can't have this haircut anymore because we're not going to be grouped in with these people.
They go to the stylist now, and they're like, give me the Ellen DeGeneres.
No, not that anymore either.
Before she went to England.
They don't want that.
But yeah, Kit Kat didn't have a hyphen, and I always remember that. Do you think they actually had it, and then they took it off the packaging because it cost too much to put the hyphen in?
Maybe. They weren't making enough money.
That's why I remember it that way.
Let's confuse people.
Okay. I have a question because I apparently in my notes here, I don't know what I was saying to myself, but I know I remember that Lindsay Lohan was in a horror movie where she played her own twin.
Mm-hmm.
That's not inaccurate, right? Because I have here in my notes that I could not find that anywhere on the internet. I'm not crazy, am I?
Yeah, it's where she was a stripper.
Yeah,
one of the twins.
Her sister was like buried or something, right?
What the fuck? I don't remember this.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan was a stripper. She was a twin, but one of the twins was a stripper and the other twin was murdered and was locked in like a, what do you call that, stained glass coffin. And she remembers this vividly. Like, the one that was a stripper remembers dying.
Oh,
like
that's
her
weird.
Sister. Yeah, I remember that movie.
I don't remember that.
Was it called I Know Who Killed Me or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, see, the timeline must have gotten crossed because I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I remember.
Perfect. See, this is perfect evidence here.
That's like earlier when we were talking to your parents and we asked them about I'll Be Home for Christmas. And your father, Peter, all remember it as I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Mm-hmm. But your mom remembers it as you can plan on me.
Yeah. That's weird.
No. I remember count.
I really do believe that there is time travel and there's different universes and things like that. And timelines can be crossed. Where do all these movies come from? Think about it. Back to the Future, all of a sudden, you know?
There's got to be some sort of truth to it.
That came out in the 80s. And then notice if you watch the part two of Back to the Future, all the inventions that were created in that movie all exist now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also know that there are aliens in the ocean. So now.
Supposedly.
Yeah, there are. Did you know about Octopolis? Do you guys know what this is? I'm spiraling here. So there are apparently two major cities of octopi that live off of the coast of Australia. They've built cities under the ocean. They live in communities. They help each other. They all hunt for food together. There's Octopolis and Atlantis.
Hmm.
And they are not known. They're known for being territorial creatures. So they've just like merged and made these entire neighborhoods like New York City and stuff.
That's crazy. In the ocean.
In the ocean.
They say.
I don't want to go on a cruise ship ever again.
Octopi and jellyfish are potentially the key to us figuring out how to extend human life.
Of course. It would be in the, what do you call those, cephalopods?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Of course it would be in the ugliest fucking creature on the face of the earth.
And it's essentially because, and I could be wrong about this, I think it's with an octopus, they have multiple, like, hearts and brains or something.
Yeah, I think they have three hearts.
And then with the jellyfish, they have regenerative properties.
Yeah, their tentacles can regenerate. They just look like giant blobs of cum that are in the water to me.
Oh, my God.
They do.
Oh, my God, I see it now.
Yeah. They're the ocean's cum stains.
Gross.
But sorry, getting back to what we were talking about. Everyone knows who C-3PO is, right?
Yes.
From Star Wars. Yeah. C-3PO's leg. This happens to be a Mandela effect as well. Do you remember C-3PO's leg?
C-3PO was the little robot that kind of zoomed around on the floor, right?
No, that's R2-D2.
That's R2-D2.
Oh, that's okay. That's the gold one then. The gold one was C-3PO.
Yes. So a lot of
people... He had legs.
Yes, he has legs, but a lot of people remember that one of his legs was silver.
I don't.
I do remember one of the legs being silver.
Many people remember him as all gold. He did. He had one silver leg.
I remember that.
Yeah. I remember him being all gold.
I do remember the one silver leg. For some reason, it felt like, I don't know, he lost a leg somehow when he was human. I don't know. That's where my brain went.
He was never human. He's always been a robot.
He was a robot. I don't know. My brain says otherwise. It developed the story in my head. I could be wrong.
Or maybe you're right. In your version of the timeline, he was human at once.
He was human before he became a robot.
Yeah.
At least that's what I thought.
That could be. You never know. We might not all be from the same timeline.
Get out of my universe.
I have a queer one. Apparently, in this is another one that's I've been spiraling about for a little while. Apparently, Getter Jade was never said on Drag Race by Coco Montrese when Jade...
Who remembers her? She looks like a hobgoblin.
So when Jade Jolie called Alyssa out, Alyssa Edwards out for having back roles.
Yeah.
Apparently, Coco Montrese said Getter Jade in the confessional, but the internet says it never happened.
I thought that happened. I think I watched that episode with you guys.
I don't remember because Jade Jolie really annoyed the fuck out of me, so I don't remember much of what she said.
I thought you liked Jade.
No, I liked her like I like herpes.
Oh.
Oh, God.
They're fleeting.
Ugh.
The only reason I say that is I thought she was one of the queens that you told me I was going to enjoy watching. That's why.
Yeah, Mandela effect.
Yeah, there we go, right there. Perfect example.
I don't like her. I didn't like her when she was on her season, and I don't like her when she was on Dragula.
Oh, see, I loved her on Dragula.
Yeah, no. She reminds me of an ass fraggle.
Anyway, oh, that took a dark turn.
To go back to this, there's another big one. So does everyone remember Snow White?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think.
What did the evil witch have?
An apple.
An apple.
No, that's what she used to put Snow White to sleep. But mm-hmm. Who did she talk to?
Mirror, mirror on the wall, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so everyone remembers Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, but it's actually Magic Mirror on the Wall.
Yeah,
no,
I don't believe that.
Lies. They're fucking lying.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Never happened.
No, it was Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Why does everyone say Mirror, Mirror on the Wall?
I have no idea. But it is. It's Magic Mirror on the Wall.
Who the fuck do you know says Magic Mirror on the Wall? Fuck this. I'm sick of this shit.
I've never met anyone that says that.
Me either.
Fuck this.
Yeah, so it's a thing. A lot of people remember that way, and I guess we've all been wrong, but I remember Mirror Mirror.
Yeah, I remember Mirror Mirror for sure.
Yeah.
Or how about this? Do you guys actually remember Queen Latifah coming out?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, not like she didn't come out, but she got caught on a beach with her lesbian lover.
I remember her actually.
So she's never come out. We've all just agreed that she's a lesbian.
She's never come out, really?
No, she's never come out, apparently.
No way. I don't believe that. Yeah. Doesn't she have a girlfriend or a wife or
Google
something
it.
Currently?
She has a girlfriend, as far as we know.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, she got caught on a beach with this other girl.
Did she?
She was, like, eating her ass like groceries, I guess.
Oh, you eat the booty like groceries?
What the hell?
I just made that up in my mind.
It says, Queen Latifah and Ebony Nichols have been together for 12 years and have kept their union relatively hush-hush. See? She does have a girlfriend.
Wife, apparently. Well, wife, girlfriend.
Is it wife? I don't know.
Doesn't matter if you're all eating vagina.
No.
Nothing gets really closer than that, except for penetration. Sorry, spiraled there for a second.
Where did your brain just go? Because
they're all talking right now. There's too much going on.
Have some more wine.
So here's another weird one. Does everybody remember the Oscar Mayer jingle?
Yes.
Yeah. What was it?
Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-A-D-A.
Yeah. So, how do you spell Oscar Mayer? Mayer. How do you spell Mayer?
Is it M-E-Y-E-R? Or A? No, M-A-Y-E-R.
M-E.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Yeah, your baloney has a second name. It's
M-A-Y-E-R.
Yeah, it's an A. It's not an E. And that I remember an E.
Oscar Mayer. Yeah. Interesting.
But we call it Mayer. How does that work?
This is a fucked up language we speak.
It is.
It's the month of May. It's not the month of my. I don't know. There's lots of crazy things. Also, like Sex in the City. Everyone remembers it as
Sex in the City.
Yes. But and it's actually Sex and the City. Yeah.
I remember that because I always thought it was Sex in the City, and then I found out it was Sex and the City, and I was like, well, kind of, they both make sense a little bit.
So yeah, it was Sex and the City. A lot of people get confused about that. It's been happening so much in our life. I always remember it as Sex in the City, but yeah, I don't know. It's going on. It's crazy. I know there's a big one that you found, Sean, about a particular pop star.
So some people believe that Adele sang backup for Amy Winehouse, but apparently that's just a stan theory that has circulated on the internet.
I don't even remember that, so I can't speak on that.
I don't remember that either. And Amy Winehouse wasn't around for too long, unfortunately.
No, but Adele is older, right? No, she wasn't, because Amy Winehouse was 28 when she died, and Adele is just turned 30, I think.
So Adele would have been like a kid, don't you think?
Yeah, but queer. There's a weird fact on that. Jessie J, Adele, and Ellie Goulding all went to the same school at the same time.
Really?
Yep.
And there's theories that they were in a girl group together, but there's no proof of that anywhere.
Well, Lola Young also went to the same school.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It just churns out pop stars, apparently.
The more you know.
That's like Jason Tatum and then a hockey star. I can't remember his name. They both went to the same high school and they were friends in high school and they were both like big popular sports kids. And then now they're both pro athletes.
You lost me.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I was talking about lesbian things.
What were you talking about?
Basketball.
Hockey? Oh, okay.
Jason Tatum plays for the Celtics, and then there's a big hockey star. He just won the championship. I don't remember what team because I'm not a hockey person, but him and Jason Tatum were friends in high school.
Is that the running theory, or is that like the actual
I've seen thing? Pictures, so I don't know. I guess it's a real thing.
Oh.
And they were supposedly friends in high school, and they were both like star athletes. And they both have championships now.
One plays with balls. The other one plays with flat little discs that he hits at people's balls. I mean, I could see them being friends.
Sorry, that was random. It just made me think of that when you said those three pop stars allegedly went to high school together.
They did. They all went to high school together. I was stating that a lot of people don't believe that they went to high school together, but they know each other, which is weird. So, anyway, but that was not the particular pop star I was talking about. I was talking about Britney Spears.
Oh, and how people are posting about her? Or supposedly pretending to be her? That's a conspiracy? Is that?
There was one that was actually, like, it was fake. It was proven that it was an AI or a filter face. It was on some rando.
I don't know if I believe that.
But she also, they're giving her shit right now because she's been like posting with her dancing being strung out, and then her kid is with her now, strung out too.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, sad, sad life. But also, the reason that I'm bringing this up is because the promo art for Baby One More Time, it shows, do you remember her with a headset or without?
I remember her with a headset.
Without.
With and without. So it actually, she didn't wear a headset in the actual music video. People mashed like the promo and the video in their heads.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So the promo had the headset and she actually didn't have it in the video.
I never noticed that. That's weird.
Yeah. I always picture her with the headset because she's had it so many times, but it's also not been a headset. It's been like around her face.
Yeah, that's a headset microphone.
Yeah.
I think the headset's
baby. And she's holding the earpiece.
How can you call that a headset? It was more like a
jaw set. Because
it
goes on your head.
It goes on your head.
It goes around the back of your head, and it's not really a headset. It's like a jaw set.
That's what we use for fitness.
When you work at a call center, they call it a headset, and it's the same basic thing. You put it over on your head, and it's a little microphone that goes in front of your mouth.
You're saying this like I didn't work at call centers.
You didn't.
You never did.
That was in another time.
Yeah. Okay.
Mandela effect.
That's right.
Well, that paid my bills for years, so I wouldn't know.
Fake bills.
No. But also, bonus, if you guys can guess this. So, did RuPaul ever say, you better work, bitch?
Yes.
No.
No?
It's just, you better work. You better work.
Really? He never said, you better work, bitch?
No. You better work, bitch came from Britney Spears.
Oh.
Yeah. You better work, bitch.
Oh, yeah. I know that song, but I always thought RuPaul said it.
No. I think that's one of the things that fans have warped into their own thing.
I like it better. RuPaul say it.
I do too.
It would make more sense.
Well, there's a line in one of the songs that they've done for a RuPaul season, and one of the queens says something girl, and I swear she says bitch every single time, but she's never said bitch. We just like to change things to how we like them, I guess.
Guess so.
But also, bonus question here for you guys. So you all know that I'm a big Madonna fan here. So, did she ever wear a cone bra on stage at the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't know.
No. No.
Not at the Super Bowl.
I'm going with no.
I don't think it was at the Super Bowl. I think it was
an award show.
That's what I thought.
So you're both correct. She never wore it at the Super Bowl, but she did wear it on the Blonde Ambition tour.
See? Oh,
so it wasn't an award show. It was a tour.
Yes, it was a tour.
I think I need to get a cone bra.
You can borrow one of mine.
I just want to try it and see what it's all about.
Ew. No.
Machine gun jumblies.
How did I miss those, baby?
Yeah, we had some crazy ones here. Do you guys remember any other ones?
How about the Mr. Rogers song?
What about it? I don't even remember Mr. Rogers. I always thought it was a
beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh,
I
do remember
day
this.
In the neighborhood.
Incorrect.
Would you
it's
be
a
mine?
Beautiful day in this neighborhood, apparently.
Fuck them.
I know.
I grew up watching that, and I don't remember it being that.
It's creepy. It's just creepy.
No, but we watched the movie. He seems like he was really a nice guy.
Yeah, but that was the weird part, is that in the movie, he was just so nice. And that's not how Americans are.
No, it was a very strange thing.
Everyone can't be the same, right?
No, I know it's a pretty broad generalization, but in my experience, Americans are not very nice. It was just weird, okay? It was weird to see that. And I know that a lot of people get in their head and then they see him and they're like, oh, pedo wants to touch little kids because he's so nice.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, but do you guys remember when RuPaul came out with a country album in 2007?
Who's RuPaul?
I thought he had a country album.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
In 2007.
Oh, is this the one where, like, I am American? That one?
No, I'm lying to you guys. It didn't really happen.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn.
You fucking suck. You suck.
You got Peter to sing.
Yeah, that's not how I really sing. I just want to point that out. But, and I was singing American, not Merkin.
Not Merkin.
Sean gaslit me. I don't like this. I want to punch him right in the forehead. I don't like it. I don't condone violence. I accept it.
So speaking of gaslighting, is that like, that's got to be the Mandela effect, right? People gaslight, or we just...
No, we gaslight.
We're just assholes.
We're just assholes.
We throw fucking, not even gasoline, we throw napalm on that shit.
Why do people do that? I don't get it.
Throw napalm on things?
Yes.
They went to scorch the earth. I don't know.
They feel a little spicy.
Spicy. Yeah.
Spicy.
How about that Madonna quote, too? If you're not gay, get out of my club. You guys remember this?
I mean, I could see it.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember it, but it sounds legit.
So it was widely circulated, but there's no record ever of her saying that. It just became queer internet lore.
She's fucking crazy. Have you seen the videos from her concerts?
Have you seen how she looks?
Have you seen her? Oh my God.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And she looks crazy now. Did she look better with the fillers?
Way too much.
Wait, she got them dissolved?
Surgery.
In my mind, Mandela effect here. I'm trying to remember her before she went with pink hair and decided she needed to put a grill in because it wasn't happening.
She was so pretty.
Was that for the Bitch on Madonna song? Bitch on Madonna.
No, that's when she still looked good. Now she looks crazy. She looks like she's got a mouthful of aluminum and I don't know. Didn't she just release another album too?
She's now Bubba Sparks' wife.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Booty, 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 booty.
No.
Bubba Sparks.
Is she really?
No.
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying because she's got a grill.
Oh, my God. Listen, look at you guys gaslighting me over here.
Unintentionally, too.
Yeah. We're just talking. But what about Ellen DeGeneres dancing to Beyonce at Obama's White House party? Remember?
Again, this sounds like something that could have happened, but I don't have an actual memory of it.
Ellen DeGeneres doesn't... She can't dance.
No, but she tries.
She reminds me of when you take a fish out of water and you just let it, like, flop around. Yeah, that's not cute. Anyway, so it is a false memory. People mashed up Ellen's talk show dancing and Beyonce at the White House. Never overlapped.
Interesting. Was she at the White House? Was there a reason that they overlapped?
I guess not. She was at the White House. She was during the, I want to say coronation, but it really wasn't. It was the inauguration. Fall. Inauguration.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. That's a sexual inauguration. So anyway, do you guys want to play a little game?
I love games.
Let's do it.
All right. So we are going to play the Mandela Effect game. I'm going to give you some prompts and you're going to tell me whether it was false or true. All right. Number one, Pikachu, his tail.
It was black.
How about you, Sean?
I saw this one, so I swear it was black, but something's telling me that you're going to tell me that it's not.
No, his tail was actually yellow, and the black was on the tip of his tail.
Oh,
and
yeah.
His ears also had black on
okay,
the tip.
So that's what I thought. Okay, so I was right.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think the whole tail was black. I thought it was black on the tip. Sorry, I should have specified.
No, I thought it was black, the whole
nope.
tail. No.
That's Raichu, right?
Who knows these things?
I think you're right. I think it is Raichu. You might be right.
All right.
Sorry.
How about Looney Tunes versus Looney Tunes? What is the correct way to spell Looney Tunes?
L-U-N-E-Y.
L-O-O-N-E-Y.
And Tunes?
T-U-N-E-S.
T-U-N-E-S.
So the correct way to spell Looney Tunes is L-O-O-N-E-Y-T-U-N-E-S. A lot of people remember this as Tunes, T-O-O-N-S.
I've never remembered it that way.
No, but you spelled Looney wrong.
Yeah, I did. Well, whatever.
Okay.
Made sense in my brain at the moment.
Happens to the best of us.
So do you remember Shazam? Everyone remembers the movie Shazam.
The one with Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes. That's what I remember. The one with Shaquille O'Neal where he's a genie.
Right,
yeah, he's a genie.
See, everyone remembers another character. You are correct. It is Shaquille O'Neal who played Shazam in that. But everybody swears they remember Sinbad playing Shazam.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was Shaquille O'Neal.
No, that was a different... No,
there was a different movie with Sinbad that he plays like a genie character.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're mixing Sinbad's kids movie, Kazam.
Yes.
That's the one.
With Shaq, who played Shazam. All right. So everyone remembers Trixie Mattel from Drag Race, right?
Of course. Love her.
Carissa, do you remember Trixie?
Yeah, I remember Trixie.
All right, so what's her quote, her catchphrase?
Oh, honey.
I couldn't tell you because I don't know.
Or it could be Skinny Legend.
So that's what's on her merch, but her quote is actually, oh, honey. Oh, honey. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
Her fans also misattribute it to oh, honeys. They always say honeys versus honey. It is one. Singular.
Just one, Mary.
All right, so also during Cher's concert, does anybody remember her throwing a wig at a fan mid-concert?
That's iconic if it happened, but something tells me her wigs are far too expensive for her to be throwing at anyone.
I also never heard of that, so I don't know.
So a lot of people remember her throwing it at a fan mid-concert. However, she did not, though drag queens have done it in Cher tributes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Another big one here. Did Paris Hilton DJ at NYC Pride in 2017?
I have no idea.
I don't know if she DJed there at that time, but I know she does do some DJing now, and I want to say she has DJed at Pride, so I'm going to say yes.
Carissa, what's your final answer?
I honestly don't know.
So she really did.
Ooh, I was right.
Yeah, though many think it's a meme because it sounds fake.
Yeah, I can see that.
I could see why.
Another big one here. We're going through some queer ones here. Was there ever a lesbian bar called U-Haul in Portland?
Oh, I feel like there should be if there isn't.
If there's not, there should be. I'm going to say no because it sounds too on the nose, but we should probably open that. Apocalypse and Avocados presents the U-Haul lesbian bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is a false memory. There, it's an urban legend among queer Twitter.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Here's another one for Laverne Cox. Did she ever play Beyonce's sister in Dreamgirls?
No way. Did she?
I honestly don't know either.
I've only seen the movie once.
I don't remember the movie.
So no, she did not, but I've seen thousands of threads where people swore that she was in it.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember this at all because I remember Dreamgirls. I watched it a million times, but yeah, I don't remember that. All right, so a couple more here. Shangela, everyone knows Shangela.
Yep.
Hello.
So her box gag on season 3... When she entered in the giant box, did it happen?
Yes.
I think so.
So fans thought it was a later season gag, but Shangela did pop out of the box in season 3.
The reason they think it's a later season gag is they pulled it again. They wheeled her in, she popped out of the box, and they wheeled her back out in another season. But she actually came back and competed in season 3 for a second time.
Yeah. Now that we've gotten a history of Drag Race that no one asked for.
You're welcome.
Well, you should have known when you asked this question where it was going to go.
Speaking of Drag Race, last one here. Did RuPaul wear the iconic cone bra on Drag Race?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
What?
It's a false memory. Rue has never worn Madonna's cone bra on Drag Race. Fans merge images with Madonna lore.
Wow, our brains do crazy things.
I know.
Yes, they do. Anyway, that was our game.
What a fun game. Who won? My therapist.
No, you won.
My anal probing. That's what won.
That's gross.
Oh, an alien nation many light years away.
Yes, they came from under the sea.
Under the sea.
Sebastian and
I'm
Ariel.
Still upset about the aliens under the sea having this whole fucking world.
Hey.
It really bothers me, and I don't think I want to go in the ocean ever again.
Why? Are you afraid they're going to diddle your clam?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
How much can you learn from a vagina?
A lot.
Like what?
Everything.
What can you actually learn from a vagina?
What can you learn from a penis?
Not much.
Not much.
That's the point. So Paul said it best on that movie. How much can you learn from an ass when the aliens are probing you?
Good point.
So, yeah. How much can they learn from a cha-cha?
I don't know. Maybe they just want to mess around.
Yeah. Maybe they're just feeling frisky.
They're just a little horny.
This took a turn.
So why do you guys think we do this? Why do you think that so many people have these memories or these false memories that are so similar to each other?
Acid. Yeah.
That's your final answer?
Yeah, that seems logical.
Acid drop B, final answer.
I really believe in time travel and the space-time continuum, and I think that sometimes two different times merge and there are differences that happen. I really believe in that kind of stuff. And I know I sound like a crazy conspiracy theorist, but
we are apocalypse and avocados.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I have to agree with Carissa. There are people out there who say that it's our brain's way of kind of just remembering things in a way that it wants to remember them, because that's just how we're programmed. But I don't know. I feel like there's something more to it. I know that I have seen that cornucopia on the Fruit of the Loom logo.
Yeah, so I definitely have.
I don't care what they do with their timeline of logos on their website. I know that existed. I know I had t-shirts and underwear with that freaking tag on it.
I'm pretty sure I still have t-shirts with that logo on it.
I don't really care. I just wanted them to take it off.
They were always really scratchy. And that's part of why I remember, because I remember peeling those off.
Yeah, you would take the tags off because of that fucking cornucopia rubbing against your neck.
Yes.
Yep.
I just remember taking them off.
And it was like peeling a stamp off. There would always be this residue from the glue that they would use to put the tag on.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that would pick at the back, at your back. Oh.
So maybe that's why they got rid of the cornucopia. Now it's people see it one way and think it's still the same, but it's not.
They just don't want you to remember the time they had those uncomfortable tags in their clothes.
Right, because they probably weren't making enough money back then.
I remember the cornucopia, but maybe it's because I wanted a croissant. Looks like a croissant to me.
You know, I never knew what a cornucopia was until I got to a certain grade in elementary school. And I was like, that's that thing. It looks like that nice pastry. That bakery pastry.
But why? Why did they make that? Does anybody know the actual function of a cornucopia? It was not to hold fruit, was it? I don't know.
Your father and I always want to call it the same thing. Or I think we do the horn of plenty.
Really?
That's what I was taught the cornucopia, like the other name for the cornucopia was. And I feel like I've heard him say that before, too.
I think I've heard that before, and it's a historical thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a horn full of dicks.
Of course you would go there.
No, I know what the horn of plenty is, but I guess, yeah, it was supposed to signify a bountiful harvest, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, God. All right. I'm fucking leaving. I've had enough of this shit.
Why don't we dart some Mandela effects of our own for the future?
Okay. Dicks.
I'm going to start it right now. We never spiral.
Ever.
Ever.
We've never spiraled a day in our lives.
No.
No. Casey also doesn't exist in my mind either.
Watch out for Doja Cat running for president in 2032.
Not with those fucking eyebrows.
She's going to paint the town red.
And she's going to paint the town with one fucking line, like her eyebrows. She's terrible looking. She looks like an ass fraggle. She really does. She looks like a wart that you want to cut off. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I heard Apocalypse and Avocados broke up after one of them moved to space.
That's a lie.
We did.
Lies.
Time travel.
Lies.
Why would anybody want to time travel back to this fucking time?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
I would either go further back or I wouldn't come back at all.
Go further ahead and stop what's happening now.
Yeah. Somebody goes, oh, let me come back to the time when that fucking diaper wearing shitball that is in the White House, and I just want to stop there and fuck shit up. There's really not much you can fuck up right now.
No.
No.
Because it's already been fucked up
at
this point.
He looks like a block of cheddar cheese.
Yeah, he does.
Couple blocks, actually. It looks like when you melt Velveeta.
That's insulting to the Velveeta. Because Velveeta actually tastes good.
Yeah, he reminds me of something that rotted in your fridge. You forgot was there. You pushed it to the back. And you pulled it out and it grew like mushrooms and shit on it. That's what Trump reminds me of.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I said Voldemort's name. I said it.
Don't fucking say it again. It's like when you say Beetlejuice. You can't say it three times.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Oh, he's here.
Oh, hey. Hey, Juice. What's going on?
Juice.
He's a little more fun, though, than Voldemort.
I feel like that movie is censored. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah. I feel like it's censored because you know that he would be the kind of person that would whip it out in helicopter.
Oh, he definitely would.
He'd be dwarking for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that movie is definitely censored. Jenna Ortega is definitely censored in that movie, the second one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel like she's that kind of person that would tug on her bits in a movie for funsies. Anyway, now that we're canceled.
Before we wrap things up, I just have a few listener submission Mandela effects to read off to you guys. So from Dylan in Chicago, he says, okay, hear me out. I swear there was a drag race challenge where all the queens had to impersonate the Spice Girls and Rue got mad because two of them picked Baby Spice. I've Googled it. It doesn't exist. But I saw it. I swear. I feel it in my bones.
I could have sworn that I saw that. But I don't know.
I'm going to call him crazy.
I don't remember this, but I remember Kitty Scott Claus playing Baby Spice at one point.
I do remember that.
Yeah, but I don't remember the actual challenge where they had to be the Spice Girls.
Yeah, that's the part that's throwing me. Because I do remember Rue getting mad at the girls in an episode of that season with Kitty, where they had to do the drag Lexa thing. But whatever, that's a whole other story. So
yeah,
from
that was Emma Bunton. She came on to judge that season.
Oh, so maybe that's the one. From Jess, she, they, in Portland.
She, they. Where the fuck is the they coming from? Just she, her. She, her, they. What the fuck is that? She plural?
We're being politically correct.
Sorry.
I'm just saying what Jess said.
Okay. Why did she put her pronouns in there? Anyway, moving on.
She was trying to be politically correct. We're going to be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Tell me I'm not crazy, but wasn't there a pride where Lady Gaga sang the national anthem in a rainbow meat dress?
No.
No.
That never happened.
Nope.
Yeah, girl, you on acid or
something.
She
did wear a meat dress, but that was, no. No.
No, and she did sing the national anthem at a Super Bowl.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember.
But she didn't wear meat. I'd remember a good steak.
Let's see. We have Leo from Toronto. Mm. Didn't RuPaul once say lip sync for your life and your rent money?
No.
No, I've never heard that.
People, come on, get more creative with these.
Your rent money. Your rent money.
What
oh
the
my
hell?
God.
Yeah. That's ghetto as hell.
Anonymous says, I was positive Ariana Grande cameoed on Glee as Rachel Berry's cousin.
No, never happened. I was a big Glee. Never happened.
I never watched Glee, so I have no idea.
I watched it from start to finish and then finished to start again.
The good news for all of our listeners who submitted submissions, none of these things happened. They were Mandela effects, but nobody else remembers them.
Yeah, definitely don't.
So I'm not so sure that they fully qualify.
No, they're just hallucinations.
Yeah. Get some sleep.
Yeah, especially Toronto. Aren't those like hallucinogenics legal up there?
Isn't everything legal up there?
I don't know how Canada works.
I have no
works.
Idea.
We're only attached to them. I don't know how Canada works.
I don't visit there often.
Canada must be like the person who lives upstairs from a meth lab and they're just wondering when the fuck they're going to blow up with us.
Why are we talking about meth?
How did we get here?
Yeah.
Mandela effect.
Yeah. Damn.
No, that was Sean imploding. His brain just like, blah, everything.
Oh, no. If you remember this episode actually as it happened, you're probably wrong. But we love you anyway. Subscribe, stalk us on our socials, and send your Mandela effect moments.
Next week, more chaos, more cocktails, and probably more things we'll all misremember. Until then, keep spiraling and trust nothing but your group chat.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.